For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colplugo. The state's jobless rate inched up slightly in January, even as the state's employment continued to rise. The Department of Employment and Workforce said that the unemployment rate in January was 4.3%. That's up 0.1% from December. Manufacturing led the way in job creation, adding more than 3,000 new workers to payroll. In total, about 2.2 million people were working in South Carolina during the month. Charleston County had the lowest unemployment rate at 4%. Meanwhile, Fairfield County continued to have the highest unemployment rate at 10.1%. South Carolina counties gave up to $221 million in tax breaks to new and expanding businesses in 2016, according to analysis by the State Newspaper of Columbia. The paper reports that counties, school districts, cities, and airports are for the first time disclosing the value of the business tax breaks they give, but the actual value is likely higher. 33 of the state's 46 counties so far have released financial reports for their most recent fiscal year. Officials say the tax breaks are necessary to make South Carolina competitive in attracting new business. A state agency has apologized after a programming glitch put the personal information of 3,000 college scholarship recipients online. In a letter, the Commission on Higher Education notified students who received Palmetto Fellow scholarships, saying their names, addresses, and social security numbers were posted in May 2017 when the agency switched programs. The agency said the information was only supposed to be available to colleges, but a student found the information during a web search. The commission said fewer than five people tried to access the information. The breach is far smaller than a 2012 hacking of the State Revenue Department when the data of more than 6 million taxpayers and businesses was stolen. The death toll from Hurricane Irma's catastrophic rampage across the Caribbean and the southeastern United States has risen to 44 fatalities directly caused by its strong winds and heavy rains, plus 85 fatalities indirectly linked to the storm, according to a new report released today by the United States National Hurricane Center. 80 of the deaths indirectly linked to the hurricane were in Florida, while most of the direct deaths were in the Caribbean. Falling trees were blamed for one death in South Carolina. Irma made a total of 7 landfalls and caused more than $3 billion in damages. 9 people convicted of sex trafficking crimes have been sentenced to time in federal prison for their roles in a conspiracy to force young women into the trade. The defendants were convicted of preying on more than 100 women, mostly minors, and coercing them into sex trafficking from 2014 to 2016. The defendants were handed down sentences ranging from 6 to 40 years, plus lifetime supervision, mandatory registration as a sex offender, and participation in an internet monitoring program. United States Attorney Beth Drake said criminal gangs are increasingly expanding into human trafficking to fund their organizations. A businessman and a former aide to Vice President Joe Biden are among a group of candidates vying for the congressional seat that Representative Trey Gowdy plans to leave. Upstate businessman Josh Kimbrell today announced his bid for the Republican nomination. He joins State Senator William Timmons, State Representative Dan Hamilton, Barry Bell, Jordan Brown, Stephen Brown, Mark Burns, and Alan Ruff in the Republican election. Meanwhile, Brandon Brown of Greenville announced that he is running as a Democrat. He joins William Morin, J.T. Davis, Christopher Chaston, and Lee Turner. The Republican and Democratic primaries are June 12th. And police have arrested an upstate man they say was trying to smuggle drugs into a state prison and hollowed out footballs. The Department of Corrections said authorities arrested the man at Perry Correctional Institution in Greenville. They say Kadeem Cobb was trespassing when they caught him trying to throw hollowed out footballs containing marijuana over prison fences. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.